Welcome back to the Stephanie Zeller podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller, and today we are going to dive into the May 2026 energy update. It is a really powerful month. Honestly, if you haven't listened to April, I would suggest you go back and listen to April. I do feel like May is really building onto the back of April. Now, before I dive in, I just want to share some really exciting news. I am opening up Intuition and Beyond. It is open. If you look in the show notes, you can enroll right now. There is an early bird special that is only going to be good for probably the first week, maybe two in May. And also in May, I am doing a free masterclass called Magic is Not an Accident, It's a Formula. Magic is not an accident, it's a formula. In this masterclass, we're going to talk about how to use intuition to create a life that feels fun, opulent, and easier than ever. So I'm doing this in the excitement of Intuition and Beyond opening up for enrollment. I'm going to do this little free class for you guys. It's going to be really powerful. It's going to blow your minds. Be sure to sign up for that. You can see the link is in the show notes. And also during that class, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Intuition and Beyond. So, oh my gosh, I'm seriously so excited. The people that have already enrolled in Intuition Beyond are amazing. Amazing. This is going to be the most fun group ever. Get in there. It's going to change your life. And the one thing I just want to say about Intuition and Beyond is a lot of people just look at intuition as a decision-making tool. That is like step one of 100 steps that we do in Intuition Beyond. The real game changer in Intuition Beyond is moving into the magical flow of life, moving into this, what feels like a slipstream, where it's like all of a sudden when you are really dialed into your intuition, when you're getting signs, using all of your subtle senses, and you're being constantly guided every moment of every day, all of a sudden life gets really easy. You manifest more than you could ever have dreamed. Opportunities just fall into your lap. That is where I want to get you. That is Intuition and Beyond. And on top of that, we're also going to do some really fun, juicy things like a telekinesis class, channeling for each other. It's going to blow your mind. It is by far the most fun course that I run. So get in there. Can't wait to have you join us. All right, let's get into the May of 2026 energy update. So the theme of this month is new you. That came in so clear. That is the overall theme, new you. So the first thing I want to cover is the underlying energetic theme of the month. The overall energy is of a volcano, and a volcano that is not just erupting once. So especially if you were in alignment with April's energy and you did a lot of things that did not feel like you and you leaned in hard to your quantum leaps, then you are really going to feel even deeper shifts this month. So the energy is big, it's forceful, it's like a volcano, and it's kind of in a way forcing out or assisting you with this transition into the new you. And as you really lean into this new you energy, this volcano that is erupting is also going to erupt out the old. Like it's going to force up and out the old versions of you and also the old things that you need to essentially clear. So it's this big eruption, this huge force that is going to support you in stepping in to this new you. This month, there's a lot of transformation, life transformation. There's a lot of dreams coming true and becoming the new you. Life transforms, dreams coming true. Really breathe that in. Dreams coming true and becoming the new you. And this is the other important thing this month. We're doing some ancestral healing and some deep work too, because this volcano is forcing up both. It's kind of like if we are quantum leaping, if we are accelerating into this new version of ourselves, it's also going to force up triggers and things that we need to clear And the energy this month is really supporting us to clear them quickly. So that is like a beautiful thing. Honestly, in past years, like I remember 2023, 2024, stepping into the new you and clearing old stuff, it felt grueling. It just felt like it was taking forever. This year, it's going so fast. I'm here for it. I don't know about you. The other thing about the volcano eruption energy this month is you're going to have multiple eruptions throughout the month. So what do I mean by this? What can this look like? It means multiple times throughout the month, you may pop off, like with your work, manifestations coming in multiple times this month. You may choose something big that the new you would choose. And it creates this inflection point. It creates this rush of energy. Something really interesting that I've been knowing with myself, with friends, with clients over the last, well, really starting in April, is that the universe is giving us really fast feedback. Like for instance, with me, sometimes when I would do something that I was being intuitively called to do and it was a big risk and I would say yes to it and I would move into it, I would not see a payoff or a manifestation sometimes for weeks to months, maybe even years, honestly. Right now, I'm seeing a payoff generally within 24 hours. And I'm seeing that with all of my clients as well. So that's amazing. If you can listen to your intuition, and again, I'm always harping on intuition, right? Like intuition, number one, most important thing this year, get an intuition beyond. If you can listen to intuition and follow it, you're going to see big payoffs. So I also just want to pause here and say, so many people, when you're looking at what your intuition is calling you to do, you are obsessing about the loss. You are looking at what you are going to lose. You are looping around that consciously or unconsciously, and it's stopping you from following your intuitive pings because you are not focused on the gain. A lot of times when intuition calls us to do something, the gain may feel abstract because our intuition generally calls us to leap and we don't know what the outcome will be. It's beyond what we thought was possible. So sometimes it can be hard to conceptualize a positive outcome when what our intuition is calling us to do might feel really hard and there may be an immediate loss with it. Let me give you an example. Let's say you need to like break up with somebody, whether it be a relationship, a partnership, a marriage, someone that you work with or someone that works for you, a friendship. It's like whatever it is, you've had a ping, this is no longer working out. Your intuition's guiding you to end it, to step up. And you're only looking at the loss. Like what is the loss of this person going to be like? You are not focused on what could my life be after walking away? What if somebody super aligned comes into my path and makes my job, my literal job, so much easier, or makes a friendship feel so rich and inspiring, or I have the relationship of my dreams? You're not focused on the gain, you're only focused on the loss. And that is oftentimes why people don't follow their intuition, is because they are just focused on the loss. And I say consciously or unconsciously, because a lot of times this happens unconsciously. You just don't want to think about it. And when you're refusing to think about it and you're refusing to pull the trigger and to act, even though you've had the ping to do so, it's because unconsciously you're looping around the loss. So you need to make it conscious. You need to say, okay, hold on. What, like right now, what's the thing that I've been avoiding? How can I make that conscious? How can I look at the gain? Yes, the loss may sting in the interim, but the gain is coming. And right now, the universe is giving really fast payoffs, or at the very least, fast signs that you're in alignment, like crazy coincidences, maybe small manifestations, signs of support that you're doing the right thing, that you're in alignment. Okay. Overall theme of the month, new you. This is a volcano eruption energy. It is erupting. This like force is erupting out, pushing up the new you into the world, but it's also pushing out the old you, and that is going to include some triggers that come up, some karma that we need to clear, which we're going to go into, and we're going to have multiple volcanoes this month, meaning like multiple moments where we get to choose the new version of us, multiple moments where big manifestations are going to come in or we're going to pop off. This is, of course, assuming that you're in alignment, right? If you are in denial and delusion, if you are not following your intuition and not in alignment, you're not going to see the positive aspects of this month. You're only going to see the difficult aspects of this month. So keep that in mind as you're listening. And remember, the most important thing is that you have access to your intuition and that you are following it. Okay, let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a nice big exhale. All right, let's dive into these four themes. Theme number one, tell your new story. Be the new version of you. Do the new thing you've been wanting to do, even though it's hard to. Tell your new story. Be the new version of you. Do the thing that you've been wanting to do, even though it's hard to. Okay, so you're doing something new this month, or at least you should be, and your resolve around it is going to be tested. Your resolve, your conviction, your watch me, I'm going to fucking go for it energy is going to be tested. But what you want to do is you want to keep going. You want to go for it. Go for it hard. Keep going. Look for signs that are guiding you to your next best steps forward. When we lean into these new versions of ourselves or these new things that we're doing that are actually ultimately more aligned for us, when we're leaning into something more authentic for ourselves, a little friction is to be expected. But this month really, 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 really supports authentic expression and expansion. Authentic expression and expansion. When I say expression, I mean showing us all versions of you. I mean showing us energy. Showing us different flavors of you, different textures, different personalities, different creative projects. Instead of just showing us like the one zipped up version of you, we want to see all of you, all the juicy parts of you. We want to see you expressing out in the world, expressing in your relationships. We want to see you opening up your heart, being real, raw as fuck, being really vulnerable. We want to see you. That's what it means when I say authentic expression. And when you are in authentic expression, you're going to have rapid expansion. That's the volcano energy. That's what is being supported this month, right? Like every month, the energy supports us doing different things in the world. This month, it's supporting authentic expression. When we express ourselves, for a lot of you guys, I'm going to go into this, but for a lot of you, this is going to be online. But for some of you, it may be like with your family, with your friends, it may be at work. When you really lean into your expression, the new you is going to erupt more quickly. You're going to have more rapid expansion, and you're also going to have more rapid positive feedback from the universe and manifestations. Now, here's the interesting thing. Dry spells, or these periods of time where there's like a lack of positive reinforcement or validation, or a lack of acceptance, may feel heightened. So, you know, sometimes, especially for those of you that you've really done a lot of work to be authentic in the world or to express yourself vulnerably and authentically online, you may experience these moments where it's like you're not getting a lot of positive feedback, or the post isn't doing great, or the podcast episode isn't popping off, or whatever. And it feels like a dry spell, or like people aren't, like you're not getting a lot of new clients, something like that. And these dry spells can feel like a crunch, like they can feel really hard for us. The interesting thing is you're going to have some dry spells this month, but the actual period of time, like literal time, like I'm talking like hour, days, whatever, of your dry spell is actually going to be relatively short compared to other months, but it will feel more heightened, more crunchy, because the energy overall is so heightened. Like there are so, it's if you can think about the contrast of, okay, there's all of these volcanoes, when it's not erupting, you really notice it. Like you're getting used to this erupting, forceful, huge energy. You've been building up that capacity over the last several months, that now when there's a dry spell, when there's a still moment in between and you're not getting a lot of positive reinforcement or you're not popping off, you might really feel that. But in actuality, the dry spell is actually short. If you compare your dry spell to like other months in the past, you're going to be like, okay, hold on. This has been like an hour. Or like, this has been like a day, you know, or even like a couple days. Whereas like in the past, it was weeks or months and I wasn't freaking out like this, or I wasn't feeling this. So it's because the energy is really heightened. It's creating this pressure to accelerate your expansion And that pressure is also going to be felt in the dry spells. Like, you're just going to feel it. Now, here's the important thing. That pressure making you really feel the crunch of the dry spells is an amazing opportunity to process it. Like, don't just be like, okay, there's going to be a dry spell, but I have to bear down and like get through it. And I just have to like distract myself until it's over. Process your feelings. Because if you process your feelings during a dry spell, that means the next dry spell, you're going to be less triggered. Like I always talk about at the Transformation School, my business, with all of my clients, we work with triggers. We process our triggers. Every time we get a trigger, we look at it as a gift. Because if it's coming up, it's coming up to come out. When we process it fully and completely, we get a perspective shift. And that perspective shift shows us what's really happening, what's true, versus the false lie that we were believing, and that's why we were being triggered. And when we have that perspective shift, we no longer get triggered in the future. So let's say you have like 3-4 little dry spells at the beginning of May, you process them. Then as you continue to get dry spells throughout the month of May, you're not going to be triggered anymore. And your expansion energy is going to be heightened, is going to be accelerated. So right now I've been expanding really rapidly over the last month or two. And because of that, I don't want anything to get in the way of my expansion. So anytime I feel any difficult emotion or any trigger whatsoever, I am processing it so fast, like literally within the hour, because I'm just like, nothing is getting in the way of my rapid expansion. That's the mindset you want to have this month. 2026, crazy expansion energy. It's so good. I love this energy. If you haven't listened to the 2026 energy update, you should, but it's going to continue all year. So again, if you get triggered in these dry spells, process the trigger immediately, feel your feelings, learn the lesson, then you're going to snap back into expansion, confident energy, and the dry spell will actually shorten. The dry spell will actually shorten. If you process it, it will actually shorten. Because remember, you're getting really quick feedback from the universe. So if you process the difficult emotion, you're going to get feedback faster. Okay? And just a reminder, I have this tool called Trigger Free. It actually helps you process your trigger, do this work really quick so you can do it immediately, and then you can get back to feeling good. People have paid up to $2,000 for this tool. It is basically like getting a live subconscious reprogramming session with me, okay? It's like a session with Stephanie recorded. Like that's kind of essentially what it is, except for it also has all these other amazing things in there. It is now $100. So check the show notes, get that if you don't know how to process your trigger really quickly within an hour. Okay, let's take a slow deep breath in and a big exhale out. Theme number two. Share the part of you that you've been hiding. This is pretty simple. You want to be the new you that you're becoming. Like feel into that. Who is the next version of you? Who are you quantum leaping into? Who is the version of you that you are becoming? What are you manifesting? How does that version of you feel? How do they move, talk, speak? What do they feel free to do? What do they feel free to do? You want to act as them. You want to take actions that they are taking. So last month I was talking a lot about how the actions that you were taking in April wouldn't feel like you. In a way, it's going to be similar this month, a little bit less so because you're already moving into that version of you. But you want to take action from the future version of you, not from who you are today. And there's like a lot of revealing energy. Like I was saying in theme number one, there's this authentic expression that's being really supported this month. So there's a revealing energy that is being really supported, meaning you want to reveal who you actually are to people. You want to reveal your authentic self. If you've been hiding parts of yourself, this is the month to take the mask off. Take the mask off and also be the future version of you that you're becoming and reveal that to the world. Again, this could be in so many forms. It could be at work, in a relationship. It could also be a truth that you've been withholding from someone. So when I say share the part of you that you've been hiding, it's not just about, oh, I'm sharing these new creative versions of me. It's also about, have you been withholding a truth? Is there something that you need to say to someone that you haven't said? Have you been lying to someone about something? Are you lying by omission? Is there something in you that's like, you know what, I really need to have this conversation? That's part of this month, is to reveal that to someone, to have that conversation. And then it's also huge for those, again, that create and express online on social media, YouTube, podcasting. Share the part of you that you've been hiding. We want more of you. We want all of you. You know, do the creative project. Do the thing. Share the part of you that you're afraid of sharing. Start the new creative endeavor. Like, it's go time. This is a month to step into deeper alignment and broader, bolder expression of the deepest, truest, most real part of you. And I'm feeling like for most of you, myself included, it's going to be in more ways than one. So it's not going to be like, maybe like you're going to be, you know, sharing a part of yourself on social media that's a little bit newer, a little bit of an edge for you. And you're also going to be having a difficult conversation with someone where you're going to reveal a truth that you need to tell them. And also you're going to be more authentic when you're around your family, as an example. Now, because this theme of share the part of you that you've been hiding is so emphasized this month, it's also going to expose some of our fears, some of our wounds. It's going to trigger visibility wounds. It's going to potentially trigger intimacy wounds. And we're also going to have fears around judgment, rejection, and vulnerability. So this is a huge month to increase visibility, to increase range of expression, to just be you, honestly, to just be truthful about who you are and show more of the world, you. And there's also a thread of who am I really and how can I tell the truth, but the most purest, unfiltered version of my truth? Like, don't gloss, don't dumb it down, don't put it in words that would be easier for people. Be fucking real and authentic. And of course, like, practice emotional intelligence, right? But be real. Say the thing. Do the thing. Be you. Theme number two, share the part of you that you've been hiding. Slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Theme number three, there's something in your life that's no longer a good fit for you. Take action and make decisions that are in deeper alignment with authentic you. So this is where there's like a lot of karma coming online, a lot of ancestral healing. Because you quantum leaped in April, hopefully, and because you are really stepping into new you energy with this active volcano this month, it's going to bring up a lot of things that you need to clear that are actually just no longer in alignment for you. For a lot of people, I'm getting like these are actually people, friends, people that work for you, partnerships. Maybe like even your family, like the way you're spending time with your family or the amount of time you're spending with your family, etc. It can also, though, be like the way that you do your life. It could be something as simple as the way that I exercise even is no longer aligned for me, or the way that I'm eating is no longer aligned for me. But I think for a lot of us, it's going to be something a little bit heavier that we've been in patterns around for a really long time. It doesn't always necessarily mean ending relationships also. Like sometimes it can be doing them differently or having a fresh start. So you want to ask yourself, like, what's the work for me? What are my patterns? What did I come into this lifetime to clear? What have I been trying to clear for a long time? Or what's being revealed to me right now that I need to clear that I maybe even didn't even realize I need to clear, and you need to clear the karma and you need to then make new decisions. Like that's how to really clear the karma is, of course, processing, but then make a new decision as a new version of you. And something that's going to happen this month is you're going to be disillusioned. Like the veil has dropped and you realize, wait, this is no longer for me. Maybe it's a form of work that you're doing or a form of expression, but the veil's going to drop and you're just going to realize like, oh my gosh, this is like not even aligned for me anymore. And you're going to realize that it's not doing for you what you thought it would do or what you wanted it to do. Now, this, again, can be a small thing or it could be a large thing. Honestly, for most, I'm getting that it's something relatively huge. Like you're going to notice it. You're going to listen to this and you're going to be like, if you listen to it at the end of the month, you can look back and be like, yeah, I know what that thing is. As long as you're not numbing yourself to your life and not doing any work whatsoever and just living automatically without reflecting, you will be able to look back and know at least one thing that this was. And when you decide differently, when you acknowledge this is out of alignment and then you decide differently, it will significantly feel better for you. So like, it's going to be so much better for you when you shift this thing, maybe more so in the long term. Like you may, because this is a huge thing that you've been trying to clear for a really long time, you may not see immediate shifts, but I do think you're going to see at least some sort of sign or coincidence or synchronicity or manifestation from the universe kind of giving you a nod like, yes, this was the right thing. It's kind of like you had a vision a long time ago. This is another way this can come up. It's like you had a vision a long time ago and it was really sparkly and you thought, this is what I want. But then this month, it's going to shift into black and white. Like the illusion that you had is revealed and you realize it's not what you thought it would be. And there's going to come a turning point this month where you have to acknowledge that. Like, okay, this is not glittery like I thought it would be. This is not serving me in the ways that I had hoped, or it's not serving me anymore, and I need to choose differently. The deeper alignment when you choose differently is ultimately going to feel really good, although it can be hard in the moment to choose differently, especially when it doesn't feel like you, because you've done it this old way for so long, years most likely, for most of us is what I'm getting. So it's going to be kind of a jolt to your system because you're going to be like, ugh, I've been doing this for so long, or I've been with this person for so long, or I've been doing this part of my job for so long, I don't even know how to shift out of it. But once you do, you're going to feel so much better. It's going to feel like relief, like a huge relief, which leads me to theme number four. So let me repeat theme number three. There's something in your life that's no longer a good fit for you. Take action and make decisions that are in deeper alignment with authentic you. So let's take a breath into that. Theme number four is the crunch. The crunch. This is a really interesting theme. There's going to be an energy this month that you're going to have around something where it's going to kind of be like a, no, I don't want this to happen. No, oh my God, I don't want this to happen. Or a, no, I don't want to face this thing, but I know that I have to. And honestly, the sense that I'm getting is it can feel really dark for some of you. But it's only dark because you're fixated on the loss of something or someone and you're not yet seeing the gain. You're not yet seeing the potential that this shift will have for you. There's an upside to this theme, so stay with me. And I'm going to experience this too. We're all going to experience something where we're either going to have to face something internally, like let's say like an intimacy wound or a visibility wound or an abandonment wound, something like that. Or it's going to be something externally where we have to walk away from something like I mentioned in theme number three, and it's going to feel like a real loss. And we're going to have resistance and we're going to be totally freaking out. And we're going to have this like, no, oh my God, I can't. But if you shift into the crunch and you feel it, it's going to move quicker than you imagined emotionally, and it's not going to be as bad as you thought. So it's only your perception of how bad it's going to be that feels really bad. It's not going to be as bad as you think. And because it's not going to be as bad as you think, and because you're listening to this energy update and you know that right now, as quickly as possible, you need to shift into it. Shift into the crunch. The faster you feel it all, the faster it will move. Don't choose a familiar hell over an unfamiliar heaven. Don't stay stuck in this situation. Don't not face it. Don't stay in denial or delusion. Don't choose a familiar hell over an unfamiliar heaven because it's going to get better. Move into the new you. Move into the unfamiliar heaven. Stop focusing on just the loss and also contemplate the potential and the gain and shift into your feelings. Feel your feelings. Feel your feelings as quickly as possible. As I said, if you need a tool to do this, Trigger-Free will help you do it in an easier way. It's in the show notes. With theme number four, the crunch, it's not what you thought it would be. And it's not how you thought it would move. It's going to be easier than you thought. And once you choose and move, everything is going to shift for you. So it's kind of like you're going to have this, no, I don't want to do this. You're going to listen to this update. You're going to choose, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to shift into it. I'm going to feel my feelings. This is the volcano. I'm here for it. I'm fucking here for it. Let's go. It's not going to last forever. I'm going to lean into it. It's not going to be as bad as I think. You're going to feel all your feelings. Then it's going to move faster than you thought. It's not going to be as bad as you thought. And then you're going to feel more expansion. Now, the outcome of that, like the gain, it depends. You may not feel the gain for a while, but like I said, you're probably going to get some sort of positive reinforcement from the universe that you're in alignment and you're doing the right thing. Okay, so theme number four, the crunch. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Now, before I summarize all of these themes for you, right now, who is popping into your mind to share this episode with? Who's on your heart? Share it with them. What friend? What colleague? Maybe it's to your social media. Share it. Because you have no idea what everyone else is going through, especially this month with like, there's kind of some crunchy energy this month. This update could really shift things for someone. So whoever feels like they're dropping into your mind, onto your heart, pause this episode, share it right now. Sharing is caring. Like seriously. I mean, how many times have you been sent an episode by someone and you're like, oh my, and the tension was just like immediately relieved. Give someone that gift. Also, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, be sure to hit subscribe and also be sure to give me a 5-star review. Let's go ahead and summarize these themes for you. Overall energy, new you, volcano, eruption energy. It's erupting out the old as well as the new. Themes this month are life transforming, dreams coming true. Dreams coming true. What dreams are coming true for you this month? Oh my God, I can't wait to see what dreams are coming true for you this month and becoming the new you. This is all predicated on you following your intuition. If you're not following your intuition, you're not going to experience any of the positive things this month. Theme number one, tell your new story, be the new version of you, do the new thing you've been wanting to do, even though it's hard to. You're going to be super rewarded when you lean into the new version of you, do the new thing, show people who you really are, do the thing that you've been like a little bit scared to do, and recognize that there's also going to be some dry spells this month because there's so many dreams coming true, because they're popping off, because manifestations are happening, because there's like a lot of energy. You're going to notice when things are still, you're going to notice when things aren't rushing in. Just recognize that those are actually shortened relative to previous months. But you're just feeling them more because the energy's hotter, higher, bigger, and there's more contrast. Theme number two, share the part of you that you've been hiding. This means telling your truth, maybe in relationships, but it also means telling your truth to the world. It means expressing yourself. It means greater visibility. It's this a month to step into deeper alignment and broader, bolder expression of the deepest, truest, most real part of you. And again, this is going to happen in more ways than one for us. And it's also going to expose some of our wounds around maybe like visibility or fears around judgment, rejection, vulnerability. Process those and keep going, keep expanding, keep being the new you, keep making decisions from the future version of you, from the version of you that's already living on a new timeline. If you make the decisions as that version, it's going to pop you over to that new timeline, and you're going to feel like that version more quickly. Theme number three, there's something in your life that's no longer a good fit for you. Take action and make decisions that are in deeper alignment with authentic you. Clear the karma, ancestral healing, make a decision. Don't look at just the loss, look at the gain. Stop ignoring the ping that you need to end this thing or that you need to walk away from this thing. Do it, and it's going to be so much better for you. And theme number four is the crunch. Again, there's going to be this energy around, no, I don't want this to happen, or no, I don't want to face this thing. You know, I don't want to have to go into this pattern, or I don't want to do this thing in the world, or whatever it is. But it's not going to be as bad as you think. Lean into the difficult feelings. Continue to make decisions. Continue to move. And it's going to move a lot faster for you. Listen, everything that's happening this month, you're ready for. okay? You're ready for new levels of expansion and visibility. This wouldn't be happening if you weren't ready, but you're also ready to clear this karma. You're also ready to tell the truth. You're also ready to walk away. You're also ready to do the hard thing. You're ready for both things. You've been preparing for this for a long time. It wouldn't be happening if you weren't ready. And here's the most important thing, the energy is supporting you. That volcano energy, it's giving you strength. It's giving you strength. Don't think about this in terms of like you're doing it alone. Picture yourself inside the volcano and this eruption is happening behind you. It's happening to help you. It's going to accelerate you. It's supporting you. So take a slow deep breath in and a big sigh out. You're ready. Let's go. It's time to be the new you. Thank you so much for tuning in to May's monthly energy update. Just as a reminder, Intuition Beyond is open for enrollment and spots do sell out fast. Check it out and sign up now in the show notes. And don't forget to share the episode, hit subscribe, and leave me a 5-star review. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time.